Gloria, thank you. Thank you very much. She's always a blessing and will continue to be. Yes, Gloria. Amen. May God bless you. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Do you have mushrooms? Stone me. Happy holidays. No. It's Christmas time, and Merry Christmas to you all. Many people told me, Happy Holiday. I look at them in the face and say, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas is Christmas. If there is a holiday to our nation, it's because of Jesus Christ. Because there is a Christmas. Merry Christmas. And you know how during Christmas time, most of the ladies and women bake or cook or do whatever. So I came upon a little story and a prayer. We are a church, we have. And it's titled A Christmas Prayer. Oh Lord, a woman went on her knees and wrote this. Oh Lord, help me to survive this holiday week. Keep me from nibbling on all the ingredients as I prepare this festive meal. Stop me from continuing to test the stuffing long after I know it is seasoned correctly. You want me to continue? Okay. Where are we? Help me to remember that onion dip is only an appetizer and that soon I will be eating a full meal. Keep me from using blue cheese dressing on my salad instead of diet French dressing. Let me remember that although mushrooms have little or no caloric value, the gravy they are floating in does. Guide my hand away from the butter that I would like to glob on the vegetables. Allow me also to admit, I know that an average yam has more calories than a medium-sized baked potato, and that a third of a cup of cranberry sauce is more fattening than both of them. Prevent me from forcing down a piece of pumpkin pie when I am already filled beyond belief. And if I don't heed the message, don't let me put whipped cream on top. Guard my feet away from the refrigerator in the days that follow, that I may not repeat the sins of my week. The sins of my weak will with the leftovers. Please accept my prayers, Lord. I just thought it. I laughed. I said, I want to share it with the church. Today, my message was stolen by Andrew and I told Andrew, and it's not the end of the story, Andrew. We have to meet outside after the meeting. My message today is the God titled the God of Good News. Is this our God? Amen. We live in a world where people are accustomed to hearing bad news. The front pages of our newspapers are filled with the accounts of tragedies that produce suffering for individuals and whole nations. Much of the TV time and cable news is utilized to communicate bad news. Isn't that true? You would get the impression that bad news is more important than good news. But today, it's Good News Day. It's good news time. Christmas time is good news time. The good news is Jesus came to this world to save sinners like us and save all people. Before I say anything, let's say a word of prayer. We thank you, Father, for bringing us all together to our church. And we thank you for every member. And we are very thankful that we have still the freedom, the liberty to preach the word, meditate on your word, Father, and enjoy it. So today, as a good news day, help us, Lord, to understand your word and act upon it and live to please you in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On this last Sunday, before Christmas, let's look at those first people who heard the good news. Let's read Luke chapter 2, 8 to 14. Luke chapter 2, 8 to 14. If you have your Bibles, otherwise it'll be, you can read it. You know the portion, you've heard about it all this week, maybe all this month. And in the same region, verse 8, there were some shepherds, you heard about the shepherds this morning, staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news." This is our subject, good news. "Of a great joy, which shall be to all people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, among men with whom he is pleased." I stop here for the sake of time. In the same region, there were some shepherds. We heard a little bit about them this morning. And these shepherds were tending to their sheep. It was a quiet night. The stars shining in their places, lighting Judea's hills. I passed by there. It was just as you see them in the movies sometimes. Barren, there's nothing, hills. And these simple individuals, the shepherds, were there at night. They were tending to their sheep. And they were like us. Normal, usually good people. They have a job to do. They gathered around their sheep. These people are lowly people. They're not educated. Perhaps some of all these men are married. They have families just like us. They were ordinary people, let's put it this way. They had their fears. Also, they had problems at home, and they have struggles. They lived also in a world filled with hatred, conflicts, and international tensions, as we live today. It never changed. Suddenly, this silent night, a big thing broke through that silence, and a magnificent sound dispelled the darkness with bright lights that these poor shepherds never seen before. They ran to each other, gripped with fear, perplexed, not knowing what happened. And when they are so perplexed, they started talking to each other. What is this? They heard the angels talking to them. They saw the light that they have never seen it before. They saw it like the heaven opened up, and a chorus from heaven singing, "Glory to God in the highest." It sounded better than Messiah. It thrilled them. And you know, gave them directions. The shepherds gave them directions. Today, a son is born, and he will be in a manger in Bethlehem. That's it. These shepherds sat down and thought, well, we better go see it. They didn't say, this is night, it's dark, it's a long ways, there we have nothing except walking. Okay, we'll go tomorrow morning. We'll go later. No. They decided, all of them, that we're going to go now. And my first word to you is, they said, let us go. It's in the Bible. They said, let us go. Straight to Bethlehem. It's a long ways. You're going to walk. They didn't care. They didn't care. And see, they didn't say, maybe it happened. They didn't say, perhaps the angel is telling us something. Perhaps it's true. Let's go see whether it's true or not. No. What they said, let us go this thing and see this thing that has happened. And thank God for that. That means Jesus came to our world. We don't mind, and I personally don't care what people say, and they don't believe in Christmas, they don't believe in His coming. I know very well, I believe, and I hope the majority of the attendees here believe Jesus Christ came and came to save you and to save me and change our lives. It's not perhaps. It's not a guessing game. It's not. Jesus came. Let's go see Him. And they went. And the thing of it is, the angel gave them directions where to go and where to look for Him, for the Messiah, for Jesus Christ. He told them, he said, Go. There is a manger. Go, he was born in a manger. You go there. Okay, these were shepherds. They know if there is a manger, okay, there should be near an inn, because everybody went to that inn and they had some animals, they have some donkeys, they have to put them in a barn, right? And they went straight. They knew it. I like farmers, I like shepherds, I like them. Maybe people don't, I do. These are people who are good people, honorable people, and they believed, they said, we're going. They reached the barn. They entered face to face, with the King of Glory. Face to face with Christ, with Christ's Savior. Face to face with the newborn King. They looked at him, and I believe, though it's not mentioned, that they did not stand. They went down on their knees and bowed down their heads and worshiped the King of Kings. What a historical meeting. What a privilege for those shepherds. They are the lowest jobs they have is tending sheep. That's why they're called shepherds. But they were the first to see Jesus. Did you think of that? We'll give them the good news. The Father. I'll give them the good news. They were the very first people. When they heard the news first, and then when they saw Jesus Christ himself. I want to say something here. He was born in a manger. I wrote a quote today, this morning. A young woman wrote this. She said, glory was birthed in a barn. Glory was birthed in a barn. And there, their joy was beyond I can describe to you. They were so pleased to be there. And you know, they didn't stop. Well, they were there, they said, hey, we want to tell you what we saw. They started what? Witnessing, testifying of what they saw. Christians, I want to challenge you with this. Are we witnessing of what we have experienced and saw in Jesus Christ? Are we telling? They couldn't hold themselves in the barn, whoever was there. They didn't care. We want to tell you what we saw, the beautiful lives we saw, the beautiful words we heard, the something, the music that we've never heard, or something like that. They started talking there in the barn. They didn't go to look at Mary, God, bless her. They didn't go to look at Joseph. They didn't need this. You know what they... thank you, Dean. They know what they wanted to look at the Messiah, at Jesus Christ, our Lord. And guess what? They were rewarded. My number one point is they resolved to go and never changed their minds. Are we resolved? Are we resolved to follow Jesus? and live for him? They decided. And then they were rewarded. They found what they were looking for. And then they reported to them what they saw. And what else? What else? A joy came to their lives and they couldn't sit still. They picked up themselves and went back to their posts, went back to their homes, went back to their families, went back to their little society, and guess what? And started telling them their experience. The Bible says they went back glorifying in verse 20 and praising God for all that they have heard and seen, just as have been told them about it. This is our God. This is our God. When he leads us not for imagined thing. No. When he leads us for truth, because he is the way, the truth, and life. And these shepherds, why shepherds? Let me ask. We ask why. The Lord could have gone to Bethlehem itself, you know, used maybe the temple, maybe some a place where we can call the people, have a celebration, and announce the Lord Jesus Christ. No, he came to the poor people. He came to the lowly people. And he came to those people that he knows that they can carry the message completely. When he wanted to appoint a king, that's our God. When he wanted to appoint a king for the nation of Israel, okay, where did he go for? A shepherd. Listen to me. A shepherd. David was a shepherd. He said to the prophet, bring him over. That's the one. Anoint him to be the king. And he became the king of the whole nation. And he ruled them. And he was the only king who God said about him, I am. He said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, after my own heart. The Lord knows. Ask me, Edo, why the shepherd? Why not the whole nation? Why not Bethlehem? Why not announce it? Send notes to everybody that I am going to send my son Jesus Christ to save the world now. What a great wisdom our God is. He knew that these shepherds can spread it. They became evangelists immediately, and they went out and spread the word of God. And you know the rest. The word of God spread and kept spreading until it reached us. And when it reached us, we believed. We believed, let us go. And we accepted God, Jesus Christ, as Savior. You're in 3 days. We're going to celebrate Christmas. And we've been preparing for it. Some homes, some families, gifts. Our homes are outside. They have all the lights and so on. And We are enjoying it. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. But where is your heart today? Are we with the shepherds worshiping the Lord and bowing before him and accepted him as the one who came to save us from sin? Is it the gifts? Is it the anticipation of having a great meal? Is it the lights? Soon, I want to tell you something. Soon, we have to go back to reality. Soon we are going to take all the decorations down. Inside and outside, the trees are going to go. The anticipation is going to go. We have to return to our posts. Right? Our posts? Okay. Soon I say, well, I hate the 26th of December. I have to go back to work. Right? We have to go back to work. Back to our normal relationships. Back to our struggles in this society. Back to our responsibilities. I'll say back to reality. Back to our familiar problems. Will we carry the message of Christmas? Will we take this message and preach it and testify it and tell it? It doesn't take a preacher and tell it. What we have again experienced, will we take this message of love, message of faith, the message of joy to the world, the God of good news? Will people, when they look at us, they see joy? That's it. Here's the one who has good news. Will they see that? I pray that each one of us will represent Jesus Christ the way he wants us to do it. Friends, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have a great responsibility to take Christmas into the world, to take the message of Christmas into the world. Jesus saves. This is what the angel said, for he will save his people from their sins. Are we ready? Yes. Are we? To do like the shepherds? They set an example. Are we ready to follow their example? And may God give our hearts the obedience when we go out, not to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, but to tell people Jesus saves. That's my message. That's the message of Christmas. He came to save. And to save them, he had to go to the cross. And on that cross, he forgave us. He said, forgive them, Father. They didn't know what to do. And there, when he came down, was buried for 3 days, rose up, continued to save the whole world, and continued to save the whole world. Well, if we come to him and ask him, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Would you save me? I accept the message of Christmas. Would you do that? Let's bow our heads. If you feel that you need, we all need, it's a matter of feeling. You all need Jesus Christ to take charge of our lives, to change us. Would you ask Jesus to take it, to come into your heart and take you as Savior? Take him as Savior. Would you kindly do that? Before you leave this auditorium, please, please, I beg of you, take this opportunity. There might be no other Christmas we are seeing, where to see, because the Lord might come. And are we ready for his coming? Please pray. I am a sinner. Please accept me as a sinner and change my life. Wash me with your blood and change me. If you pray this prayer, the Lord will help you to continue to live for him. And those of us who've been saved and accepted him as Savior, let's go out and tell the world about the spirit of Christmas, the love and joy that he gives us. He came to set us free. Let's pray. For our Father, we come to you on this last Sunday before Christmas. Help us to take the responsibility as Christians and tell the world and go out. Tell the world what a great Savior we have. And if we are not those people who are not yet, don't know you as Savior, to ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, change my life. And then I will be happy again. I'll be joyful, real ones. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The meeting is over. May God bless you. Have a very Merry Christmas. And don't forget to tell the world what a great Savior we have.